Now that the Class Size Initiative 1351 has been passed by voters, school administrators and government officials are scrambling to figure out how to implement it. Northwest Public Radio's Rowan Moore Garrity has the view from one school district in Central Washington.
I need to see a library book in everybody's hand. Diego, book.
Welcome to fourth grade at McClure Elementary School in Grandview. This is the sound of 27 9-year-olds reading in Aurora Cruz's classroom. Utter silence.
I am what you would call a strict teacher.
Cruz's class is actually down from 30 students last year. Under Initiative 1351, it's set to shrink to 22. And while Cruz hasn't had trouble with classroom management, she says having fewer students would help a lot.
I work so many hours beyond my regular workday.
For Cruz, 1351 means fewer book reports and fewer kids needing extra help. For her superintendent, it's just the opposite. More teachers, but also more librarians, principals, nurses, and paraprofessionals. As it's written, the initiative will add more than 25,000 positions around the state, including 30% more teachers in Grandview.
We're all concerned about, first of all, where are we going to find them? Two, where are we going to house them? And three, who's going to pay for it?
That's Superintendent Kevin Chase. Chase says Grandview schools already have 6 openings for new teachers and no qualified applicants so far this year. In rural areas, he says it's hard to find someone with a master's degree willing to put in long hours for comparatively low pay. But his biggest problem is space. Grandview is a growing district, and 1351 has no provision for adding new facilities.
The state only funds construction to the point of the number of kids that you have. As soon as you get a building built, you're already putting portables out.
Concern about 1351 is less about the merits of reducing class size and more about how to pay for it. In a state already facing a budget deficit estimated at up to $4 billion, 1351 would add nearly $3 billion more over the next 4 years. Kim Justice is an analyst with the Center on Budget and Policy.
If the legislature doesn't add new revenue, they will be forced to cut things like health care and food support, other critical things like housing that kids need to be successful in school.
Because the sacrifice could be so great, analysts like Frank Wardway question whether 1351 will actually go into effect.
You know, you could shut down the prisons. You could forego the entire higher ed system. I mean, that's the scope of 1351.
Ordway is director of government affairs with the League of Education Voters, an advocacy group which opposed 1351.
There's not the votes from the Republican caucus in either chamber for the taxes necessary to fund 1351. There's also not the votes in either chamber for the cuts that would be necessary to fund 1351. So there's no current vote that can be had to either fund it or to undo it.
He says it's more likely lawmakers will scramble and find the two-thirds majority required to amend the initiative and pass something smaller. Meanwhile, Grandview Superintendent Kevin Chase is short on teachers and classrooms both. He hopes 1351 will push the legislature to focus on its paramount duty under the Washington State Constitution.
It's not a cutting issue. We think they should find revenue to educate all kids residing in the border.
In Yakima, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity, Northwest Public Radio.